Appendix A. Counter-deception. Counter-deception planning. Enemies can use deception to mislead friendly analysts and decision-makers about their activities, capabilities, or intent to offset a friendly superiority or gain some other operational advantage. Counter-deception is efforts to negate, neutralize, diminish the effects of, or gain advantage from a foreign deception operation. JP3-13.4. Successful friendly decision-makers know of enemy deception activities to formulate informed and coordinated responses and, more importantly, avoid placing friendly forces at an operational disadvantage. Counter-deception contributes to situational awareness by protecting friendly systems and decision-makers from responding to deceptive manipulation or faulty analysis of an operational environment. Counter-deception applies across the range of military operations in which enemies might use deception in an attempt to alter friendly activities or even achieve operational surprise during hostilities. Knowledge of an enemy's deception plan enables a commander to act appropriately against the deception. It provides friendly forces an opportunity to gain valuable insight into the means used to portray the deception. It also provides friendly forces a chance to analyze enemy deception targets and objectives as indicators of the broader context in which the enemy views friendly forces and operations. Counter-deception becomes a tool for influencing those perceptions and could subsequently be turned effectively against the enemy. Detecting enemy deception. The intelligence warfighting function plays a central role in identifying enemy deception operations. MDOs can assist in this effort. Trained deception personnel should be postured and have access to information, intelligence data, analytical support, and intelligence products during the deployment and execution of friendly operations. To identify enemy deception, trained deception personnel must first understand the enemy's deception doctrine, techniques, capabilities, and limitations. Knowing previous methods the enemy has used deception is also important. The MDO collaborates with the G2 to collect and provide this information as part of the deception running estimate. Understanding the enemy's operational objectives, normal operational profiles, posture, tactics, techniques, and procedures, and intent are also crucial to identifying tactical or operational indicators of possible deception. The MDO can use the friendly OPSEC doctrinal construct of signature, association, profile, contrast, and exposure to assess enemy activity for its congruency with known patterns or expectations based on the evolving operational situation. Indicators of potential deception can range from a dedicated analyst's intuitive sense that something is amiss to the outright compromise of deceptive means, methods, or activity by friendly intelligence collection assets. Properly balancing tactical and operational indicators with strategic assumptions is also important. Planners can reduce potential surprise if their estimates weigh tactical indicators more heavily than strategic assumptions in some phases of the operation. Dismissing tactical indicators or other minor contrasts because they conflict with friendly biases and preconceptions may allow a hostile deception to succeed. Confirming enemy deception. If intelligence reveals or suggests an enemy deception activity, the staff must fully analyze the situation and ensure that this intelligence and its potential impact on the friendly operation are presented to the commander. One method to analyze the situation involves forming a working group to analyze, review, and determine the deceptive activity. This working group could include the MDOs, G2 analysts, Red Team members, G3 planners, and others with knowledge of suspected enemy deception means or methods. If it has not already been done, the working group analyzes vulnerability to enemy deception using the physical, informational, and cognitive dimensions. The group then uses information and intelligence available through the intelligence enterprise to determine the enemy deception plan. Using the deception planning methodology of see, think, do, the working group might use an abbreviated wargaming process to construct enemy deception goals and objectives, targets, desired perceptions and deception story narrative, probable events and means, conduits, and anticipated MOs. Deception planners then use outputs of this technique to focus friendly intelligence collection assets that confirm or deny the existence and scope of an actual enemy deception plan and related executions. Countering or exploiting enemy deception. After confirming an enemy's deception operation, The working group has two primary functions. It first examines past information collection, intelligence production, and intelligence analysis to determine the impact the deception may have had on friendly planning, decision-making, or current operational activities. The outputs of the working group inform future COAs or counter-deception planning. Second, the working group develops and presents proposed counter-deception COAs to the commander. Each COA involves a different level of risk or opportunity that must be weighed in the overall context of the operation and commander's desired end state. Based on risks, commanders can ignore, expose, exploit, or defeat enemy deception efforts. Commanders ignore the deception if acknowledging the deception compromises friendly deception identification capabilities. Such a compromise of friendly capabilities might lead to future improvements in enemy deception capabilities. This scenario requires a working group to continue to identify deceptive indicators and base the friendly force operational decision-making and subsequent activity on actual enemy capability, activity, or intent. Commanders might choose to publicly expose the deception to embarrass the enemy or increase risk within an enemy's operational cost and benefit analysis. Through exposure, the enemy might be persuaded that its deception operations are futile, too costly, or too risky to continue. Exposure of a deception prior to combat operations might also serve to weaken the enemy's political or military position with allies or domestic audiences. An exploitation of enemy deception focuses on forcing an enemy to expend resources and continue deception operations by reinforcing the perception that friendly forces are unaware of the deception. In this scenario, friendly forces provide positive mows that the deception is having the desired effect until the culminating point of the enemy's deception, their desired do or not do for one friendly operational capability, and then reacting in an unexpected manner that turns the enemy's anticipated advantage against itself. Defeating the enemy deception effort could involve destroying or degrading the enemy's deception capabilities and resources so it cannot sustain its portrayal of the deception story. Like the other potential COAs, this outcome ideally includes a wargaming step to identify possible second and third order effects and associated risk.